Right now, the subject is men.
Fellas.
Boy.
Dudes.
Duder or, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Gents.
All this summer, we're looking at the lives of men in America, how things have changed, how things haven't changed. And today, Friday, we want to have some fun. So we decided to talk to guys about the stuff that makes men feel like men. And we put our very own Shireen Marisol Meraji on the case.
I started my very unscientific investigation at a barbershop on a Friday after work.
All right, so what are you doing right now to his head?
I'm giving him a regular haircut, shave it up.
That's fresh cut owner Bernard Fernandez.
Make him look good for the weekend so he can get him a pretty young lady.
I asked Mr. Fernandez about his masculinized artifact, that thing he owns, wants to own, or owned, that he equates with manliness.
Oh, man. I got a car. And I had an old car. I had to fix it up. Old raggedy car. Buick. Probably before you was born. And it had number one seat in it. That was the driver's seat. Anybody else rode in it, they just rode on milk crates. Had a lot of fun in that car.
Fernandez says for him, his first car meant freedom and independence, a way to get to and from work and a paycheck.
That's manly.
I also asked men on Twitter about this. One of you said your baby Bjorn was your object because you didn't feel like a man till you had a kid. Others said motorcycles, chainsaws. I even got a man pan. That's a heavy cast iron pan for those who are curious. I know I was.
I don't put a lot of thought into manhood itself.
Dan Langenkamp's a foreign service officer with the State Department and married father with two boys.
You know, I don't go out on the porch smoking cigars often. I'm not into whiskey.
But after some deliberation, Dan's got it.
When I pull out the drill and begin using power tools, I feel like a man. I talk with my father-in-law about this, actually. And, you know, going to the hardware store is like entertainment for us. That's a day out, and it's great. And we get cool things that we love using. Some of them are better than others because they're just more fun. Like power drill, that's fun.
Yes. Even more cliche than going to a barbershop on a Friday night is visiting a hardware store over the weekend to talk man stuff. But that didn't stop me from checking out Village Hardware in Alexandria, Virginia. You have to snake through a space packed to the ceiling with tools and gardening equipment and home improvement products to find its pièce de résistance down a very narrow staircase. A basement full of grills, grilling accessories, spice rubs, and barbecue sauce. General Manager Alan Kelly says there are like 30 nicknames for it.
Let's see. We started with a man cave, grill haven, place away from home.
You told me the man world over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Man world. That's probably because I just heard it. Someone call it that. I mean, it's not official. Nothing's official, so.
For yourself, like if you had to choose one thing, one masculine artifact that you own, do you have one?
I guess it would be my smoker. You know, when I'm not here, I like to smoke meat. I think it's kind of fun, unique. I just enjoy the smell of smoke. I wish my house just smelled like that all the time.
I was like, I should pick something like a watch or a boot, perhaps a battle axe.
Rapper, millennial, and New Yorker David Lee writes an online men's guide to Asian lifestyle and entertainment. He says he voted against a battle axe. Instead, he chose a bathrobe as his masculine artifact. No, this robe is not Hugh Hefner-esque. It's a mid-thigh-length, blue terry cloth Adventure Time cartoon bathrobe. And David Lee says it represents the luxury of being a man today.
I think we're at a space and time where men are openly loving My Little Ponies, embracing cartoons, still playing video games, like, you know, and we're really dictating what it means to be a man. Everyone's confused, like, whether or not they're being ironic or not. And it's so luxurious, you know?
Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.
Okay, so that's Shireen's roundup. Now we want to hear from you. Tell us about the object, the thing, toy, tool, the stuff that makes you feel manly, and why. We are open-minded, no judgment or imposition of tightly defined gender roles here. Men and women, we want to hear from all of you, and this is meant to be fun. Send us your story on Twitter and Facebook. We are at NPR ATC.